भगवते वासुदेवाय नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासम् ततो जयं वीरं नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवयां भगवते उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, chapter 7. Indra offends Brihaspati. Text 25. Tat Vishwarupam Bhajatasu Vipram तपस्वीनं त्वाष्ट्रं अथात्मवन्तं सभाजितो अर्थान् स विधास्यति भो यदि क्षमिष्वध्वम् उतास्य कर्म तद्विश्वरूपं भजतासु विप्रम् तपस्विनां त्वाष्ट्रं यथात्मवन्तम् सभाजितार्थान् सविधास्यते भो यदि क्षमिष्यध्वं तास्य कर्म तद्विश्वरूपं भजतासु विप्रम् तपस्विनां त्वाष्ट्रं यथात्मवन्तम् सभाजितार्थान् सविधास्यते भो यदि क्षमिष्यध्वं तास्य कर्म तद्विश्वरूपं भजतासु विप्रम् तपस्विनं त्वाष्ट्रं यथात्मवन्तम् सभाजितार्थान् सविधास्यते भो यदि क्षमिष्यध्वं तास्य कर्म तद्विश्वरूपं भजतासु विप्रम् తపస్వినం పశ్యం అథాత్మవంతం సభాజితోర్థాం స విధాస్యతే భో Anyone likes to chant? Ishwarupam bhavata subhipram తపస్వినం ప్రశ్నం మథాత్మపంతం సభావితర్థాం స విధాస్యతే భో యదీకం స్వద్భం కాస్య కర్మ తద్వీస్వరూపం భజతాసు విప్రం మాతాజీస్ విశ్వరూప భజత జస్ట్ వర్షిప్ ఎస్ గురు ఆసు ఇమీడియట్లీ విప్రం హూ ఇజ్ ఎ పర్ఫెక్ట్ బ్రాహ్మణ తపస్వీనం అండర్ గోయింగ్ గ్రేట్ ఆస్టరిటీస్ అండ్ పినెన్సెస్ త్వాష్ట్రం ది సన్ ఆఫ్ త్వష్టా అథ ఎజ్ వెల్ ఎజ్ ఆత్మవంతం వెరీ ఇండిపెండెంట్ సభాజీత బీయింగ్ వర్షిప్డ్ అర్థం ది ఇంట్రెస్ట్స్ సహ హి విధాస్యతే విల్ ఎగ్జిక్యూట్ వహ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ యూ యది ఇఫ్ క్షమిష్యధ్వం యు టాలరేట్ ఉత ఇండిడ్ అస్య హిస్ కర్మ యాక్టివిటీస్ టు సపోర్ట్ ది దైత్యస్ Translation and purport by Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Translation Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation O demigods, I instruct you to approach Vishwarupa, the son of Tvashta, and accept him as your guru. He is a pure and very powerful Brahmana, undergoing austerity and penances. Pleased by your worship, He will fulfill your desires, provided that you tolerate his being inclined to side with the demons. Purport. Lord Brahma advised the demigods to accept the son of Tvashta as their spiritual master. Although he was always inclined towards the benefit of the asuras. Only two sentences, Hare Krishna. Om Ajnanati Nirandhasya Jnananjane Salakaya चक्षुर्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं जनभूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति सोपदान्तिकम् वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुं श्रीयुतपदकमलम् श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवंश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सह गणा रघुनाथामितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवम् श्रीराधाकृष्णपदान् सह गणा ललिता श्रीविशाखानुतांश्च नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामीनिति नाम्नि नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषः शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे नमो महावदान्याय कृष्णप्रेमाय प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्ये नमिने गौरतिशे नमः हे कृष्ण करुणासिन्धु दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेशः गोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त नमस्तुते प्राप्तकाञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे बृन्दावनेश्वरी विशभानीसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्रीअद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे तद्विश्वरूपं भजतासु विप्रं तपस्विनां त्वष्ट्रं यथात्मपन्तं शुभाजितार्थान् सविधास्यते भो यदि क्षमिष्वद्भुन्मुताश्य करणे ओ डेलिवर्स आई इंस्ट्रक्ट यू टू अप्रोच विश्वरूप विश्वाम त्वष्टा एंड एक्सेप्टिंग ए योर गुरु He is a pure and very powerful Brahmana, undergoing austerity and penances. Pleased by your worship, he will fulfill your desires, provided that you present his being inclined to side with the demons. So these words, or this verse spoken by Brahma, Lord Brahma is also head of our Sampradaya, Brahma Sampradaya. Because we have already heard in previous verses how Indra offends Brihaspati. Brihaspati, who is spiritual master of demigods, and one time when he came to the assembly of demigods, Vishudharma Sabha, that is the assembly of demigods, when Brihaspati entered the assembly, so it was duty of Indra immediately pay him respect. At least he should stood up and just fold his hand, at least pay respect to his spiritual master. But he was very, because Yavapanti Maharani says, Janma, Aisarjya, Sutra, Sivir, Edamana, Madha, Kumam. So here that, because Indra was thinking he was born in the aristocratic family, as a son of Aditi and Kashyap, and he is king of demigods, Janma Aisarya. And he was thinking, I am the most beautiful. Demigods are very extremely beautiful. And he was very learning, but thinking, I am being demigod, I am also most learning person. So you see, many times Indra did such mistakes. Even he commit mistakes in Govardhan Lila, he could not understand who is Krishna. Because when someone is just have all these material appearances, material facilities for sense gratification, it is because it is Bhoga Loka. This Swarga Loka is called Mendra also. So much opulence for sense gratification. So time to time, demigods like the king of demigods, Indra, he forgets the situation of Krishna and also situation of spiritual master, the Brihaspati. That's why in Prabhupada remarked in the previous verse that because Brahma also wanted to point out the demigod is that by the strength of the Guru, one can become most powerful within this world. And by the displeasure of Guru, one can lose everything. This is confirmed by a song of Bhishma Chakravarti Thakur, Jasya Prasadat, Bhagavat Prasadat, Jasya Aprasadat, Navati Kutopi, Chasidami Taiti Jai Krishna Malaram, by the mercy of the spiritual master, one is benedicted by the mercy of Krishna. Without the grace of spiritual master, one cannot make any advancement. Shastra, we have seen so many examples in this collection. And so, that's why, because of Indra's offense, Brihaspati just disappeared. He rejected all the demigods as his disciples, specifically Indra as his disciple. Just disappeared. And then Indra could understand. after some time, he understood that, oh, I have committed such a great mistake, such a great offense. I did not pay my respect to my spiritual master, so he just disappeared. And now he could understand that now, taking this opportunity, definitely demons will attack us. They are always fighting between demons and demigods. They are brothers. The father is same. One father, who? Kashyapa Muni, and mother is two. The demigods are son of Aditi. And the demons are son of Diti and also another wife of Kashyapa, Danu, Daitya Danava, they call it. So, but still there is a competition. Who will be the king of heavenly planet? Heavenly planet is so much opulence for sense gratification. And though the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, appointed Indra as the king of heaven, but demons always try to acquire that position. So now Indra, he could understand that now seeing that my misfortune, that my spiritual master rejected me, so now I am useless, so the demons must attack me. So it was practically happened, and my Supracharya immediately advised the demons, now the opportunity to attack the demigods. And when they declare war, then the demons declare war, and very easily the demigods were defeated. Being defeated and injured, they finally take shelter of Brahma. They come to Brahma and save us. Grandfather, he is known as Pitamaha. Please save us from the attacks of demons. Then Brahma just advising them. In this period, just starting from verse 21 up to verse 25, and coming verses also, Brahma was speaking.
He advising the viewers how to deal with the situation. First chastise the viewers, you are such fools. Why you have offended a great Brahmana in the way you are spiritual master, doing everything. And that by the spiritual master mercy, and you are just sitting, Indra is sitting as the king of demigods. Though the demigods are not pure devotees, they are Sakana bhaktas. They are worshipping, taking shelter of Vishnu, because they know that without Vishnu's, Lord Vishnu's mercy, no one can achieve success. No one can become successful in their attempt, even in sense gratification. Without Lord Vishnu's sanction, no one can get any facilities, material or spiritual, anything. So that's why just they are under shelter of Vishnu. So Brahma was just advising Indra. So now they are very humble. Demigods being after defeated by the demons and by folding hands, they are injured and now they become very humble and with folding hands. They are asking Brahma to help them. So that's why Brahma, after chastising them, told, okay, now how to deal with the situation. Brihaspati already disappears from here. He is being disrespected by Indra. So unless getting blessings from a Brahmana or Vaishnava or spiritual master, no one can achieve success in life. So that's why Brahma is advising, you can accept another Brahmana in which to deal with the situation temporarily. And the Brihaspati, after maybe after Brihaspati's return. But in the meantime, you can accept shelter of another Brahmana, that is, I am recommending his name. If he pleased and bless you, by his blessings, again you become powerful. So, but Brahma is also warning them in this verse that I am recommending you go to the shelter of the son of Tushta, who is he? Vishwarupa. I instruct you to approach Vishwarupa, the son of Tushta, and accept him as your guru or spiritual master. Though Brihaspati is a permanent spiritual master for temporary situation, dealing situation, you can accept him. Because gurus are also Sikhya gurus and also Dikhya gurus. One should see the both gurus in same platform, Sikhya gurus and Dikhya gurus. So he is pure and very powerful. Brahma is telling this Vishwarupa is very powerful and he is very pure because he has all the Brahmanical qualities. Sama, Dhamma, Tapa, Saucha, Khyanti, Ajama, Ivacha, Jnana, Vijnana, Astikya, Brahma, Karma, Subhavajam. He is full control of our senses, of our mind, Sama, Dhamma, Tapa, is apart from great austerities, who is very austere, undergoing austerity and penances. Tapa, Saucha, he is very clean. Tapa, Saucha, Sama, Dhamma, Tapa, Saucha, Khyanti, Arjava, he is very tolerant. In this verse, this main point is that tolerance. Brahma told them, he has all Brahmanical qualities and he is very powerful. Pleased by your worship, you demigods, if you worship him nicely, he will fulfill your desires. If he is pleased with you, then if he bless you, then all your purpose will fulfill. You will become again powerful. But Brahma gave them warning also, provided that you tolerate, he has been inclined to side with the demons also. Tushta also said that likes both. He likes both. He likes demigods also, he likes demons. Sama satrayucha mitrecha tatha manatamanayo sita usna sukha dukkesu samasanga nivarjita. Generally, a devotee also like that he sees both his enemies and his friends in equal equalize. But here is Tushta is because his father was a missionary here. Vishwarupa is his father was a demigod and mother was in demon side. So he is affection for both. The uncle's side and also. So yes, we'll read this after the forthcoming verses. How Tushta was when you are doing jagya for demigods, to please Vishnu, then he was also when he was offering oblations, he was chanting. Indra Yaswaha, then in very little voice, as a loud little Indra Yaswaha, and the Sajjan in very little voice, suddenly he also tell Hiranyakashipu Swaha. He's a voice of the. But Brahma gave warning, you have to tolerate this, don't tell anything. Then after that, he will be pleased and bless you, then your purpose will be fulfilled. But we see, we'll see after also. Indra could not tell that. When he saw this, immediately he killed his priest. Again, first, just a little misbehave to Brahaspati, but here he killed his priest. He killed Vishwarupa in the spot. Any little disturbance in his sense gratification, Indra could not tolerate. But Prabhupada is writing that tolerance, we must tolerate. Because the foremost quality of a Vaishnava is what? Titikshava. Titikshava, Karanika, Sruhuda, Sarvadahinam, Ajata, Satra, Vasanta, Sadhava, Sadhavosana. These are the ornaments of a sadhu, but the first quality of a sadhu is Titikshava, tolerance. Tunadapi sunichena, taro rapi sahishuna, amanina, manadena, kirtaniya sadhari. Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami telling you have to wear this verse, Vaishnava, if you want to Vaishnava, then always remember this verse. You have to be tolerant. Tolerant like more than a, what? No, you have to, that is a, you become more tolerant than a tree. You become more humbler than grass. Why more, how can one become more humbler than grass or just on the field and walking? Just say, you're not objecting, just going down. But sometimes we see the grass has been a little longer and you are walking, just come down, but you go a little farther and look back, the grass again, again stop. So we have to be like that. Sometimes we see Vaishnavas in front, then we just flutter, we talk so many things very nicely, then on the back side we criticize. This is not recommended. Similarly, the tree, how can one become more tolerant? Tolerant than a tree? One lecture Prabhupada was telling, the scientist in Calcutta, who Jagdish Chandra Bose, was botanist. He invented a machine and he took that when some people's go with some weapons or some cutting machine to cut a tree, then whether the tree was reacting or not, he saw with this machine, tree is reacting. Whether he is fearful, but he is helpless, cannot do anything, cannot practically. That's why, but Vaishnava, when he was beaten by the Haridasakura, beaten in 22 marketplaces. Still he was not reacting, he was still peaceful. Still he was praying. And the people, they were attacking him and beating him, still he was praying. Because Sudarshan was praying in the sky. But he was praying, please, excuse these people, they don't know anything. They are simply ignorance. Please excuse them. There is Vaishnava. So that way, Prabhupada remarking that we must develop this quality of tolerance. Brahma advised the demigods, you must tolerate. Vishwarupa is a good, is a nice brahmana, he is a qualified brahmana. By his blessings, again you can become powerful, but also you be careful. But he is being a Vaishnava, he sees equal. He sees demigods also same and demons same platform. So you should tolerate. You should not, you cannot, 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 think that Vishwarupa only favor you or not favor to demons. You have to tell them that. So, anyhow, today also, this goat festival also, Dharmatma Prabhupada was arriving in the class. He told me also to speak something about what? Goat festival. So, the goat festival is for the pleasure of Radha Shyama Sundar. Who is the enjoyer? Krishna is the enjoyer. He is the enjoyer. And all of us to be enjoyed by Krishna. We are Prakriti. And he is Purusha. He is an enjoyer. So, generally this boat festival of Radha Krishna, it is performed in two places. Mentioned by Sapiti Goswami literature and by our scholars. In Jamuna and also Manasi Ganga. So I think this water pond here, look at this water is filled, this courtyard. So this looks, it is not Jamuna because water is not flowing. Jamuna always flows. So how this water is looking? Just Manasi Ganga appeared here. For the pleasure of Radha Shyama Sundar. So Manasi Ganga, where is Manasi Ganga? Is in the feet of Govardhan. Because Govardhan in this Braja, there are three famous hills. Govardhan, Barsana and Nandagram. Nandagram is Lord Shiva himself is Nandagram. To carry the dust from the Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram is head. And Barsana he, Brahma. Brahma has a great desire to have the dust from the feet of Radharani, to have a darshan of Radharani, lotus feet. So Brahma, following the instruction of the Supreme Lord, he was residing as a hill, Barsana hill, the Brahma. And Govardhan is Lord Vishnu himself. So there is no difference between Vishnu and or Krishna and Govardhan. So just like in feet of Vishnu, who is flowing? Ganga. Ganga is flowing from the lotus feet of Vishnu. Similarly, Govardhan's feet, that is the feet where Jamuna, sorry, where is Govardhan, this Manasi Ganga is placed in, that is feet of Govardhan. Mathura Mahatma, Guru Goswami is telling, if you want to do parikrama, if you want to circumnavigate someone, you have to start from his feet. That's why Sanatana Goswami, when he was doing parikrama, every day he come, he will take bath in Manasi Ganga. That is Mahaprabhu also did. He took bath and take darshan of Haridev, who was the presiding deity of one of the main four deities of Braja. So, Sanatana Goswami, after taking bath in Manasi Ganga, then taking darshan of Haridev, then he starts parikrama and also ends parikrama there. So the feet of Govardhan, there is Manasi Ganga. So you see here is also Govardhan, Giriraj also in altar, Krishna Govardhan altar, there is also Giriraj, Govardhan. So he is, for the pleasure of Radha Shyama Sundar, you see this, today in this beautiful pond, Manasi Ganga is just appeared here. We look at like that. This water is also looking like that. Little pinkish color. So, our acharya like Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in his Govardhan Ashtakam, he mentioned about this boat festival in Manasi Ganga. Jatraiva Ganga Manunadhiraga मारोयमद्भितुन्मग्ननौकाः कृष्णा हि राधानुगलैवभौष गोवर्धनमीदिशतामभीष्टम् कृष्णाचक्रठकम् गोवर्धनाष्टकम् हि कम्पोज गोवर्धनाष्टकम् हि कम्पोज आल्सो गुरुवाष्टकम् सो इन् दट् अष्टकम् इन् सिक्स्त् वर्स् इस् अ राइटिंग कृष्णाचक्रवर्ति इस् राइटिंग वो गोवर्धन I fulfill all my desires. Then what is your desire? To have pure love for Radha and Shyama Sundar. So in this verse he is glorifying Manasi Ganga, where Radha and Krishna enjoy their boat festival. Because there is sometimes the gopis, they are coming from Barsana side, from Barsana, and other side Govardhan market, just other side. So they come, then they, if they come to other side of Govardhan, at the other the market, then have to either climb over the Govardhan hill or have to circumvent the Govardhan hill to come. But in between there is Manasi Ganga also. One can come other side by just simply boating on Manasi Ganga, then come to other side. So many times the gopis in morning, they come with their card and milk card and butter, ghee, so many all milk products, and they want to sell it in Govardhan market, come to other side. So knowing this and morning, Krishna will come. Krishna will come disguising himself as a boatsman, as a boatman. And he is selected as a very old, old and damaged boat. He will take. But he will cover it with nice leaves, palas leaves. It means some another verse that is by Rupa Goswami in Stavavali. He told that this is very old and damaged boat, but Krishna very. With his intelligence, he covered it with nice palas leaves, leaves. And it looks from outside as if he was very nice decorated. So then gopis will come and Krishna will just sit there with his instrument for a boat. Then Gopi will approach Krishna, knowing that thinking that he is a boatsman. Oh boatsman, please help us. We want to go other side. So can you boat? First only hesitate. No. Then after it, okay. If you want to go to boat, you have to fast pay tax. You have to pay fast. Because you don't have anything, we'll come, give you a return. After selling all this thing, then we'll get, then we'll return in here. No, I don't believe. I have no faith on all of you. You may go and sell there and you can go in other way. You can just circumvent the Govardhan and left. You have to pay first. Then there is some quarrel. I'm going on, this is specifically Lalita will come as the leader of the group, then some quarrel. Then finally, then I did, okay, then you should give some meal product, at least I am hungry. I am so hungry, I have no strength now to ride the boat, to drive the boat. So please, what is, no, how can we give all our, we are taking it for selling, and the person will say, take it from us, you will see that the pot is already contaminated. So no one will purchase from us. No. Finally there was something, okay, you can give me after Krishna's birth. Well, I will see after. Somehow or other the gopis will enter the boat. Then Krishna will tie. Krishna with his, what is called? Boating over. Start. Then later he will come, very slowly, sometimes he will have a sleep, just fall down. As he is sleeping, I am tired, I am whole night. Then gopis, what type of a boatsman you are? Just tell him, then you come to, then you go, okay. Then you come to the middle of the, just what Manasi Ganga just in the middle. Then he told, now, then he is just fainted, fall down, sleep. What happened? I am telling you, I have not eaten anything, I am so weak, I have no strength. Now you have to give something me for eating. Without it, I have no strength, how can I ride the boat? How can I drive the boat? So finally, gopis agreed, okay, they will give some product. give some butter, some milk. Then Krishna will eat everything, so from all parts. And after eating, then we'll try again little driving. But very intelligently, Krishna, before he made a hole, in the middle of the boat. No one knows the gopi did not know. After driving something, then he again sleep. He told, okay, I am so tired, now all of you should massage my feet. Some gopi, you should massage my feet, I am so old, I am very tired, someone should massage my head. Then I will get a relief from my suffering, then I will start again. The gopi later told, I will throw you now into the water. And we cannot massage you. What are you telling, thinking? I will throw you now on the water of this Mansimanga. Then Krishna will again wake up. Then very tactfully, he again fell down, then he will open the hole that he was blocked with some clothes and some leaves. He blocked the, then he opened the hole. Then water immediately come inside. He told, oh, now my book is going to sink in this water. It will be drowned. Oh, what to do? You just throw fast, water is coming now. Now the words are, your pots are so heavy. Throw your all pots now into water. Otherwise you all drown now. You become very fearful. First they throw all their milk pot, all their butter pot, everything. They told your these ornaments are also very heavy. Throw them all. Finally, there no other way. The big bundles in their feet, they had to. Then you drive like in such a way, Krishna, verbally, just like, just like happy by the arrangement of Krishna, or by Jagannatha, then like heavy wind will come. Everything all around is black, black clouds, the whole sky. Very wind come the other side, gopis become very fearful. Now this any moment this boat will drown in the water. So a fearful situation, then in the meantime Krishna will drive the boat in such a way, just don't do me. To answer any time it will, just water will come inside. So being very fearful, Radharani just come and just but Lalita was very intelligent. He could understand. This guy is none other than Shyama Sundar. So he just snatched Radharani's hand and Lalita will take and just put one hand on it and shoulder up the boatman. Then Radharani, after putting her hand on the shoulder of Krishna, could understand this man is united, real boatman, he is Krishna. So immediately Radha and Krishna, they embrace each other and just sit down, then the group gopis, they clap hands, they will dance, then immediately a cloud has gone. And the storm will vanquish, everything was there. And the sky is clear and everything, then they made a fun. Then Jagannatha's arrangement, then immediately island appeared in the middle of Mansimanga. There's nice kunja and decorated by Brinda or by Purnimasi's Jagannatha's arrangement. Then Sakhis will take Radha and Krishna to that kunja and then very nice festival. Before we are also doing like that here, I mean we did the community making one place, but it's very small. So in this way, in Mansimanga, Radha and Krishna, they are enjoying their both pastimes. So there is also mentioned, the same thing also mentioned by Rupa Goswami in his Stabhavali. Jasya Madhava Nabhiko Rasavati Radhayo Radhantare Madhi Chanchalate Nupata Baramatra Sahim Stavatya Stutaham Swadhishtan Paramadare Bahati Sha Jasmin Mame Janavi Kastan Chinna Tannaha Navadam Pati Pati Hudam Govardhanam Asraye. Prabhupada also I am mentioning the same pastimes, but in other way. Eh? Same pastimes, equally. That is Vishwa Chakriti mentioned, and Sripuka Samastra also mentioned Madhava Nabhiko. Who are the Nabhiko? Boatsman? She was Madhava. Means the same Madhava and Vasavati Radha. Radha come to just cross over the boat. And in this way they both enjoy the boat first. So Abhishtam Paramadare Bhavati. To fulfill these desires of Radha and Krishna, this Manasi Ganga is just flowing in between the Govardhan hill. Paramadare Bhavati Sa Jasmin Manu Janmani. The Manasi Ganga is flowing. And in that water, both Radha and Krishna, they enjoyed their boat, their water pastimes, their boat, specifically the boat festivals. With their sakhis, the Navadampati. The Navadampati is Radha and Shyama Sundar. So, I am taking shelter of such a glorious hero, named as Govardhan. In also this same pastimes also mentioned in Bhakti Ratnakara. Bhakti Ratnakara by Narahari Chakravarti. He mentioned also, Sri Radhika Ailena Sakhi Gana Sane Tasabare Agusari Krishna Ane Isthane Manasi Gangare Ghate Mulkalaya Karana Sabare Pare Nabika Haya Sri Radhika Sahatha Adbhuta Vilasa Lalitadi Sakhi Purna Kaila Vilasa. In Bhakti Ratnakara, fifth taranga, fifth chapter. This verse also, Naravarta Chakravarti Thakur also composing. This particular ghat, that Radharani, they come with sakis, with milk powers, with cars and butter and milk products, a particular ghat. This ghat is known as Taranga ghat, also the Chakratirtha. Chakratirtha, now it is called the Chakraswar Mahadev. Now it will We are calling it Chakaleswar Mahadev. Gradually it is. This one, from Chakra, it comes Chakaleswar. Chakaleswar Mahadev. That is also Sanatana Goswami's Bhajan Kutir. And the Chakaleswar Mahadev is Shiva temple is still there. And the particular ghat, that is the place where Sakhis were coming and approaching Krishna to cross the Manasi Ganga, come to other side. So, that is the particular ghat. That is the Acharya mentioning. So, when Sakhis come, then Krishna was sitting there as a boatsman. Same pastimes also mentioned here in Bhakti Ratnakara. So, Krishna just before come and he was sitting as boatsman. Then, Manasi Gangare ei ghate mulukalaya karana savare para nabikahaya. In this particular ghat, place, that Krishna disguising himself as a boatsman, he just enjoyed the pastimes with gopis and boat pastimes with gopis and Radha. So, Sri Radhika Sahayatha Adbhuta Durasa. Instead of Adbhuta means wonderful pastimes Krishna performed in the water of Jaman, water of this Manasi Ganga, Sakhi Saha with Radha, with the other sakhis and Radha, Radhika Sahayatha Adbhuta Durasa. Krishna with Radharani, he different wonderful pastimes they enjoyed in the water of Manasi Ganga. And Lalitadi Sakhigana Purna Kaila Abhilasa. All the sakhis, they become very jubilant, very happy seeing the Radha and Krishna's intimate pastimes. So, in this way, also this proofs in scriptures that Radha Krishna, they perform their boat festivals in water of Manasi Ganga. So, in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes also. Any example where Mahaprabhu himself also became a boatsman? Have any example that Mahaprabhu himself became a boatsman and he drive a boat? Where? Kalna. He is telling Kalna because one time Mahaprabhu and Nityananda they come, because long times they did not come to Govindas Pandit. He was Suvala Subhara Sakha in Krishna pastimes. And Mahaprabhu told Nityananda, let's go to see Gaurivasa. For a long time we did not meet him. Then they are in reverse other side, Ganga is in between. One side is Kalna, the place where Gurudas Pandit and Sujidas Pandit were staying. And the other side, the village was Harinati Gram, this is the village. From the other side, we had to cross the river. And when they come there, you know, no boatsmen, nothing. But some boats, one boat was there, just in sight of Ganges. So, Lord Chaitanya called Nityananda themselves just loaded themselves. They come inside the boat and Lord Chaitanya took what? The boar. The oar. They took this driving instrument. Then he himself started driving the boat. They come to other side to meet whom? Gurudas Pandit. Nice pastimes. Gurudas Pandit become very happy, very jubilant. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him this oar. He told, keep it. I just use this oar to cross over this Ganges. Now, you take this oar and you must be take a vow to preach everywhere the Krishna consciousness. Then he gave him also a Gita, Bhagavad Gita. Mahaprabhu's own handwriting. You can go to Gurudas Pandit's house, you can see. The Mahaprabhu told this, I am giving these two things, this Bhagavad Gita and this oar. Because I crossed the Jammu and this Ganges with the help of this oar. So I am giving this Bhagavad Gita. So you should preach everywhere to make the conditioned souls to cross over the Veda River or the Bhavasagar. Cross over the cycle of birth and death. So you should preach also. In this way there is nice other pastimes, but so this boat festival is here specifically for the pleasure of Radha Shyama Sundar. You must remember this. So a nice festival is so nicely decorated around for the pleasure of Radha Shyama Sundar. So we all must glorify also to whom? Radha Shyama Sundar. Different types of devotees. Some get pleasure by seeing something, festival. Some gopis there, they are not practically dancing grass dance, but they stay far away. Then seeing the Radha Krishna dancing and gopis, they just clap him and dance, they get pleasure. Some of them, they practically took part in dancing and all these things. So today also, they were most fortunate, the intimate of Radha Krishna, they will go to water and they just take part in boat. They're dragging the boat around, seeing very close to Radha Shyama Sundar. But others who are sitting from far, and we are also in the festival, we are clapping. By our clapping, our dancing, our chanting, we also please Radha Shyama Sundar. The boat festival also needs to sing and glorifying Krishna, Radha Krishna. Radha Krishna Pranamara Jugala Kishora Jivani Marani Gati Arnahi Muru. Narthunda Stav telling Radha and Krishna, they are my life and soul. In this life and life after, I have no other shelter. Your lotus feet is my only shelter. That is the goal of all Vaishnavas. Vaishnavas, so but aim must not enjoy, we should not be in enjoying, and we must be in the mood of serving the Lord. Hare Krishna. So any question or comment, because I'm finishing time, the time is over little.
Thank you so much for this class. What's the right way of saying? The demigods were Sakam Bhats and now they are Mishkan Bhats, or what's the right way of saying it? Because we normally say Devtas are Sakam Bhakta. So they never get an opportunity to become Nishkam Bhaktas.
How the universe acquired that position by their power certainly? How can one become an Indra? Udipatam? 100 Asamatya Jagya. But so Indra was very always very heavy. If someone is Patam or Asamatya Jagya, he could not tolerate. He would think, oh, he is able to do 100 Asamatya Jagya, then he will take me acquire my position. He always, even Pritha Maharaj's case, you see, Patam 99 Asamatya Jagya. The last one, he again and again just telling me, horse. So Brahma came, he told her, let's go. It's so much fearful. Puthu Maharaj, you are not hankering for a post of Indra, why you are disturbing him, just be pacified. So anyhow, so there all the demigods got that permission, not by devotional service, by their own pious deeds. So devotee is not one time in Mayapur one devotee asks Srila Prabhupada. Told Prabhupada, you have accepted so many disciples. All of them returned back to Godhead. Prabhupada just took little time when it actually they were returned back to Godhead, they were strictly following my instructions. I told them to follow four liberty principles. Chant 16 round, they and in Bhagavatam class, Guru Bhai and this. They were following my instructions strictly, they were returned back to Godhead. And after little, sometime, then Prabhupada told, actually, 80% of them simply become demigods in next life. But they will get chance also to go to. If someone by performing devotional service events to heavenly planet, then he will go from there, like go to Kumara. He can go upwards. But someone by karmakanda, by pious activities also could be reaching this heavenly planet. And they have to fall down. Khine purni, varthi lokam, visanti. Okay? Devotional service never, they not, you always in stuck. Even if you become a demigod, but then again, from there you go higher. He could remember Krishna, by mercy of Krishna. But sometimes by karma kanda, by pious activity, someone goes to a heavenly planet, and he has to khire purni martya lokam, he has to fall down. Okay, any other question? Okay, mantrasana bhagatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sri Radha Shyama Sundar Bodh Festival ki jai. Hare Krishna.